Suzanne Vega here at Classic Hits 4CA, and it's Murray in the Breakfast Show thanks to Feed Income Sheds Cairns, 311 Mulgrave Road. Well, in reports this morning, the UK ran about 17,000 cases of COVID-19 were detected yesterday, 17,000 in the UK alone. France, Spain is also having a pretty bad time of it, and even in the Netherlands, even places like Amsterdam, they've had to shut some of the bars there because of the ongoing issues with respect to coronavirus. Well, look, let's find out a bit more about exactly what is happening in Europe this morning. And we're crossing to Dunleary, a suburban Dublin in Ireland, and a guy that used to actually be a local here in Cairns. He lived at Trinity Beach and went to the state high school there at Smithfield. Laurie Now, good morning, Laurie. Nice to have you along this morning.
Good morning, Murray. Great to be speaking to you again.
Yeah, look, some interesting stuff. Unfortunately, we probably haven't got the brightest subjects to talk about. But look, let's talk a little bit more about things in Ireland and I guess more specifically Northern Ireland as against the Republic. How are we going there with numbers with respect to COVID-19?
Well, look, as you said in the intro there, the numbers across Europe are absolutely getting worse, and it is a bit of a worry. And in Northern Ireland in particular, we've seen a real surge, and I think parts of Northern Ireland are amongst the worst in the United Kingdom, which is a particular worry because, you know, there's basically, you know, only a soft border, as they call it, between Northern Ireland and the Republic. So what happens up there would have a big influence down here, particularly in terms of something like the coronavirus. So it is a real worry, but also in the Republic where I am, the numbers are shooting up again. And just a few days ago, we had the highest ever daily total of new infections recorded. So it is a worry. People are concerned and really sort of trying to think about what we can do now to get our way out of this situation.
You're obviously going into autumn at this time of year, but I should imagine, you know, with certainly some of the reports that we've seen as well, that some of the summer activities, summer is over now, but it seems like a lot of Europe is still paying the price, Laurie.
Well, I would agree with that. And I think really what happened is that from the spring onwards, Europe really locked down. People responded very well. They really cut back on the social interaction. And the COVID infection numbers across Europe improved dramatically. And as a consequence, countries started to loosen up, people could get around and go visit people socially and so on. And slowly we've seen numbers increase over that time. Plus, of course, after the summer we've had universities return and this, you know, both here in Europe and in the United States has really seen the numbers of COVID infections shoot up. So I think it's probably we're paying the price for having a good summer, unfortunately.
So it seems like certainly a lot of people returning to the US and vice versa has probably contributed a great deal to the numbers as well. But quite a few of the dorms and things are actually closed, I believe. The schools are open in Ireland, but quite a few of the dorms for quite a few of the colleges, I believe, remain closed.
They have, and as you said, the schools are open, and that seems to be working quite well. But yeah, the universities, the colleges, they took the decision fairly on, a lot of them, to try and do things online and try and sort of stay away from having too many people gathering together on campus and in close proximity. So even where things were due to open or have opened, you know, there's a lot of social distancing. But it's really just using the technology we have available to us and ensuring that education for the benefit of everyone, society and individuals generally, continues on. And equally, look, it is a real problem because we don't want to stigmatize anyone, particularly not people who are younger people who are just doing what younger people do, 18, yeah, 19, yeah. 20-year-olds. They just want to get out. They want to socialize. It's understandable.
And I believe Halloween just around the corner, and it is an Irish tradition as well, so I should imagine, you know, it may cause some issues as well. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, I guess some of the comparisons. You know, we found that, you know, quite a few of the industries are very adaptable. We've got some issues here in Cairns because we're so reliant on tourism and hospitality. Are you finding a similar pattern over there? Some of the industries that are not involved directly with people as such and actually, you know, face-to-face serving people, such as tourism and hospitality, doing it tough, where there's other areas that have actually been quite adaptable, Laurie?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and one of the big industries in Ireland is tourism, and particularly over the summertime, you get a lot of people coming in from the United States, from across Europe, and obviously from Australia as well. And anyone in tourism, hospitality has really suffered as a consequence of the crisis. And when things have been able to reopen, it's been in limited numbers, obviously social distancing and so on. So people in those industries have suffered. But on the flip side, a lot of businesses have been able to adapt well. So whether it's, say, construction, maintaining social distancing between people, or, you know, businesses, say, consultancies, or, you know, I guess businesses that don't rely on meeting other people face-to-face all the time have been able to adapt and draw upon technology, which has really been the saving grace of the economy. And so the economy in Ireland anyway has definitely taken a hit, but not as much as had been foreseen. Though it's interesting that just today in Ireland, it's late at night here in Ireland now, but just today we had the budget for the coming year released, and it's the biggest budget they've ever had. Mm. And it's really an attempt to keep all the business, all the industry ticking over, just to survive until we get through this crisis.
And look, you know, interestingly, I found that there's certainly some businesses, some retailers in particular, and I could even suggest certainly the hardware stores, they've done remarkably well. And I guess you've possibly seen a similar pattern in Ireland as well.
Well, it's been a similar pattern here, and quite interesting, because look, with everyone being at home so much, we've all got so much time to look around the house and think, I must patch up that paint, I must do that job. And so after the initial lockdown, when the hardware stores reopened, there was such a big burst of activity, and the hardware stores have actually done fantastically well out of all of this situation. And one of the biggest chains of hardware stores, called Woody's, they actually paid back the government subsidies that they received, because they said, you know what, we really appreciate the money, but actually we don't need it, because after everything, we've done so well out of this period. So think is a great evidence of social solidarity coming through.
That's incredible. There's certainly a lot of companies here in Australia. Our equivalent is JobKeeper, but I can't imagine a lot of them would be handing it back in a hurry. That's a great story. It really is. Well, look, as we wrap up this morning, of course, heading into winter, one of the things that we actually surprisingly found here in Australia, the influenza rates were remarkably down because the hygiene was so much better. But do you have some concerns heading towards winter that things could really get out of hand in your part of the world?
Yeah, and we were very much aware of the flu season in the Southern Hemisphere and how good it had been, relatively. But it is something that the people in Europe are very aware of this year, and so, you know, everyone is being encouraged to get a flu vaccination. But equally, there is that hope that, you know, with social distancing, people wearing masks, washing their hands, you know, fewer social gatherings, that the flu season will be lighter than normal. The big worry, both in terms of flu, of course, but also COVID, is really, you know, the nursing homes and those sorts of environments where it's so much harder to keep people socially distant. And obviously in nursing homes, people are so much more vulnerable. Sure. When they're aged or infirm. So that's really the big worry. But absolutely, it is a concern, and we're just hoping for the best at this point.
Look, great to talk to you this morning. Good to get a bit of a different perspective. It's amazing how things are similar in so many ways, but also different as well. Live from Dublin in Ireland, Laurie Nell, thank you so much for your time, and you have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray.